All right, guys. Drop your questions in if you got them. Drop them in now into the question box. I do have one question here that's just a little bit off the deal analysis topic, but we may as well toss it in. It's from Cynthia. She wants to know some insights from you guys on private lenders. Both of you have mentioned private lenders, and I guess she just wants some tips on how to get private lenders and how to get them on board with you. Do you have any quick tips you can toss her in that arena?
I've been using private lending for a long time, and I'm totally using it now. For a while, it was just TARP, and now I'm totally using private lenders. But when I started, and I think the way everybody starts, or a good many people, is that if you go out and you just talk to people, they're going to want, if they'll do it at all, they're going to want a lot of money if they don't know you. Your best source of private money is people who have faith in you. My best and longest term private lenders don't have a clue of what I'm doing. They never see the house. They don't see the numbers. Nothing like that. They just think that Ken knows what he's doing, and then they try one, and they make good money, and then they just keep on doing it. When I started in private lending, I started because my grandmother was 91 years old and living in an old folks home, and my mom was investing her money, and the amount of money she had and the return she was making in CDs wasn't covering it. She was eating principal every month. Which at 91, you could probably get away with that, but it drove my mom bonkers. Meanwhile, she's getting 3% on a CD, and I'm paying 8% to a bank plus closing costs and everything. And so I told my mom that I could double her money and pay 6%, and I'd be happy to do that. And so that's the way I started. Grandma needed more income, so I used some of Grandma's money through my mom, and now Grandma was making twice as much, but I was paying 2 points less and had no closing costs. So everybody was winning. And so my inroad to private money was to solve a problem for my mom, and they liked it so much. I kind of went from there, and then I ventured into friends that I knew from college that were rich lawyers and stuff that had money or had credit lines. And then it just kind of goes on from there. And if you get a reputation of making people a good rate of return, you know, money will kind of gravitate to you. I've never advertised for private money, but I've steadily increased my sources just because I take care of people and I always pay them and they make a good rate of return. So starting out, my best advice would be, who do you know that has money that's not making 10%? You know, probably everybody you know that has money.
Craigers, what would you add to that?
You know, I don't know how much I would add to it. The private lending game is clearly a relationship game, and it has to be built on experience. It's just going to be very, very difficult to go up to a perfect stranger and ask for $190,000. When you don't know who that person is, and they don't know you, and you have no experience. So what Ken said is very valid. You have to start with an inner circle, perhaps someone you know who's got some money laying around, and they have some belief in you, and you have a distinct ability to be able to sell the deal. As I said, when I was just getting started out, I had no money, not a dime in my name. I found out that my father-in-law, Guy, actually had some money. What I was able to do was to be able to, I was able to sell the guy on the deal. I mean, the deal had an incredible amount of upside potential in it and not a lot of downside risk. So if you can do that and you can find somebody, and be willing to share a significant portion of the profit with them in order to get your feet wet, that's probably the way to go.
JP, this should be another thing that you should do a session on. But the IRA money, I taught that up with Steve in Wisconsin. But the IRA money is huge. And mainly the way that I get more private money now is by educating people with IRAs that they have other choices other than stocks and bonds. And when I educate them that they can be involved in these deals with me, not with their money in their checkbook, but with their money in their IRA account that lost 8% last year, and that they can go from losing 8% to making 10% or better with me. And that's a little bit of an education process. But, you know, once they drink the Kool-Aid on that again and do one and watch their IRA go up in value, then, you know, they'll tell you, oh, I might be able to get you $50,000. And then they do one deal with you. And then next thing you know, well, I really got $400,000. You know, and so they'll, you know, it's an education process, and that's a lot of what I'm doing now is I'm helping people in the greater area here where I live understand self-directed IRAs and what they can do with them.
Excellent input from both of you guys on that. Excellent advice. I can maybe just add a couple of things to that from my perspective over the years. I have borrowed money privately from three individuals over the years. Two of those individuals came to me, actually four individuals, I just remembered number four. Two of those individuals came to me because I put myself in a position of being a local center of influence and leader in our RIA group. And so there's something to be said for, I guess, having, you know, basically being known as an investor among your peers, because there are people who come to your RIA groups who will have money to lend. And, you know, a lot of times those guys may not necessarily want to lend it to you for, 4%, 6%, 8%. They may be rocking 12%, but not necessarily. The first guy, he was a doctor who his business was to make house calls. That's actually his specialty, was making house calls. And he loved his work, and he didn't want to quit his job, but he wanted to get into real estate investing and just didn't have time. So he spotted me, you know, standing up at our local meeting. After a few months, he came to me and said, hey, I'm interested in doing this, but I don't really have time. Can I loan you some money to do deals and make money that way? Hello. Okay. Sure. The next guy, similar type of situation. My third private lender, I actually just got the idea, or maybe somebody, I don't want to take credit, somebody probably gave me the idea to just ask my closing attorney, who also, by the way, happens to do closings for a lot of other investors in town, who's loaning money to investors? I mean, think about it. Who's going to know who's loaning money to investors besides the investors receiving the money? The title companies and closing attorneys doing all the closings for the investors. So I just said, I'm looking to borrow some more money. Who's loaning to investors? And she gave me a name and phone number. Called the guy up. You know, he's a player. He's in the business of loaning money, and it was reasonable enough terms that we started and carried on an extended mutually beneficial relationship. There are ways that you can find people who are lending money actively to local investors. So it is a relationship thing. Either way you go with it, it's a relationship. Whether you're talking about grandma's money and educating her on how to use her IRA wisely in your business, or whether you're talking about somebody else locally who is in the real estate game and loaning money, it's still a relationship business. But there's some ways that you can tap into what's already going on out there. One last question from Jonah, and we're going to wrap it up with this. I'll toss this to both of you guys. I'll start with Ken, and then we'll wrap up with you, Craig. The question is, of all the stuff we've talked about analyzing deals, what is, in your opinion, the single most important thing people should keep in mind assessing deals in this market? If you boil it all down to the most important thing, you think people need to know, need to keep in mind, need to be aware of about investing deals in today's marketplace? What is it?
Know your price range and of what's really moving. Know your starter home. In this market, what's selling is starter homes. What is that price range? And don't go too low and don't go too high. But that medium price range, the thing that's selling the most, that's where you want to be. And then once you're in that price range, what neighborhoods and what school districts are the best among that? Buying in the right area so that it will sell.
Okay. Very good. Kurgers, what would you add to that?
You know, I'm going to respectfully say this, and I don't mean this in a flippant way. I really don't. But if you ask a question like that, then there is no one thing that best serves you in this market. I'm sorry. So if you ask a question like that, you are in dire need of good mentorship. And so what I would suggest is the single greatest thing that you can have in this market is experience. And if you don't have experience, you damn sure better be working with somebody who does. Because deals that used to look like deals ain't deals no more.
All right, so experience. So, Ken, your answer is know your sweet spot, know your price range, and know what areas to buy those in to sell fast. And Craig, yours is get some experience.
Ken wants to modify his answer after I answer mine.
My new answer is do whatever Craig tells you to do. Listen to Craig. That's my answer.
Dude. Once again, Ken Holmes makes me laugh.
You guys are both hilarious, honestly. I wish people could see what it's like at our mastermind retreats when we get together. You guys are like the two pinnacles of every laughing moment. I mean,
we're probably
different ways too.
Yeah, that's the funny part. We are 180 degrees diametrically opposed in how
right.
we make people laugh. I just
right.
keep talking until I make someone laugh. Ken never talks, but when he does, it makes you laugh hysterically.
Oh man.
Oh, dude.
All right.
Okay,
well,
JP. Well, I've burned out almost two batteries on two different phones on this call. So
nice. Thank you. Well, let me say, Ken and Craig, but thank you to both of you guys. You've been very generous with your time and free with the information. I really appreciate it. I know everyone else appreciates it. Those of you here with us live, thanks for hanging in for this first session. We have two more live sessions to go tomorrow night and the next night. Four more cats in four more markets. So be sure and tune in live with us if you can. We're going to try as hard as we can to stick to the 2 hours. I think we'll give ourselves the first night here just to kind of get my groove. But it's been good stuff. Thanks, everyone. I appreciate it. Have a good night, and we'll catch you tomorrow.